Okay.
Yeah.
Don't die.
I would never.
Not on this property, anyways. Go outside.
I would never give you the satisfaction of having that content.
Yeah.
Tits.
Are the tits in the room right now? Drag is art and art is subjective.
Real. Let's make sure we're all good. Okay, cool.
Fag is fart and fart is
Wait, erective. We have music playing?
No, I'm recording the audio.
Oh, you're recording the audio.
Yeah.
Was that not recording before? Because that was funny.
Oh, it wasn't recording before. No, I mean, it was. It's been recording this whole time.
We
just sat down.
We add our own audio on top because the camera's gone.
To make the
do
audio
I have to do
better.
This? So you can sync them up. That actually helps for the editor, and you're kind of douchey for doing it right after me.
Well, sorry, Pistachio. Hi.
Hi.
We are your hostesses with mostesses.
Your favorite living gal pal.
Miss Avocado.
And Wanda Gag.
And joining us today, we have Daiquiri Defile. Do you have a fucking tagline? I'm
Every
so
time.
Sorry. Every fucking time.
They didn't tell me that they were just gonna do that, and I feel so uncomfortable
well, maybe
about
you would,
what just happened.
Maybe you would know if you watched the podcast.
I have seen episodes of the podcast.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
There are some people that I just don't want to listen to.
That's fine.
I'm kidding.
That's why we have multiple pieces of talent. Mm-hmm. What's your tagline? Do you have a tagline?
I am the cross-dressing cross-fitter of the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm.
The cross-dressing cross-fitter of the Twin Cities. Daiquiri Defile! Period.
So very quickly, what are your pronouns in and out of drag?
Pronouns in drag, she slash they. Pronouns out of drag, he slash they.
Slide.
But at the end of the day, I don't think my pronouns are really any of my business because I have no idea what I'm projecting to the world.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to criminalize somebody for not understanding what I don't really fully understand either.
Okay. Sorry, that
worked.
That was very specific. No, I kind of vibe with that. Like, I don't
it's
know.
Just like whatever you want to call me is fine because I, you know, at any given time, I'm never giving one gender or any gender. And so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing drag?
2 years. I actually just this past week had my 2-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. Ooh, wow, she's
you.
A Virgo.
In drag, yeah. Wow. And that's actually my rising sign.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What is your
Me
sun
too.
And moon?
That was a lot.
What was your sun and moon?
Taurus and also Taurus.
That explains it.
You're
a lot.
Double Taurus.
Yeah.
Wow. She likes food and staying at home.
Uh-huh, that tracks.
That's all I really know about Tauruses.
Yeah, that's all you
I brought them cookies.
Yeah.
So. And we ate all of them before this. All four
all
of them.
All of them. I was like, four
there
cookies?
There were four cookies. That's a size.
I'm sorry. Next time I bring you a gift, I'll be sure to bring more.
Oh, thank you. See that you do. And, yeah. So, did we already say how long? Yeah, 2 years
two
you've
years,
been doing drag.
2 years I've been doing drag, yes.
And where does Daiquiri Defile come from? Where does that name come from?
It's actually, my boyfriend thought of it, and it is a riff off of my government name.
Mm.
Which, Zachary is my boy name. Daiquiri rhymes with Zachary. And then, my last name is File. My middle initial is D. So, Zachary D. File kind of translates to Daiquiri Defile.
Period.
And it is very sort of like MySpace energy.
Yes.
It's kind
yes.
of like what we were going for.
And the aesthetic really brings it home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I had never learned how to spell the word daiquiri until...
Nobody does. And
Daiquiri.
That's... best part about picking a drag name is you can pick one that nobody knows how to fucking spell, which really makes it a struggle to get Instagram
for
followers.
Now. I can only imagine. Yeah, it took me forever. I was like,
Daiquiri.
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 What?
Daiquiri.
Yes, Daiquiri Defile.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So stupid.
Okay, so for anyone who has not seen you perform before, mm-hmm. what can we expect from you? Like, what kind of performances...
I would say I am, I don't know. It depends on how I'm vibing with the day, but I usually like to do at least one backflip.
Okay.
That is always really? Going to be a given.
Mm-hmm.
I like to bring a high energy. I like to bring, a lot of connection with the audience. I like to, kind of just make somebody feel something.
Yeah.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also like to do super sexy numbers because nobody does this because they want to not have attention.
Yeah.
Real. Real.
Real.
I kind of wish I had seen you do Rose's turn because I just heard the crowd reaction and I wasn't out there and I was kind of mad about that. Yeah. And I love Rose's turn.
It is a very cute song. It is something that I've had on my playlist for a while that is just very difficult to find the place to do that and the audience to do that for.
Yeah.
And so I figured a musical theater show in Mankato is probably the perfect place to do that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah.
I mean, yes, judging by like the cheers I heard, I'm pretty sure it was the right choice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was very fun to do.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah. I forgot what I was right.
Does Pistachio edit all of this like kerfuffle out, or are we just going?
She does. She does
some of it, but she also uses it.
She sometimes likes to keep the shit in to embarrass us, which is fine.
Which is fine
and valid.
I hope you're embarrassing them and not me. Make me look amazing. Mm-hmm. And on a side note, I would like to use this time to say that one of my favorite drag queens in the Twin Cities is Pistachio Cream Pie.
Me the fuck too.
I think that she is the stop. I'm doing this so that she gives me a good edit.
Okay. All right, go on. Sorry.
I think she is amazing, and no matter what these two say, I think she has one of the brightest careers in the Twin Cities ahead of her.
Well, I think she's a poopy doopy head.
Get a date.
So tell us this journey. Like, where did you start? How did you get to where you are today? Like, what's the daiquiri story?
So I turned 30 and was like, oh shit, I am like not really wanting to, I'm not really like trying the things that I have wanted to do in life, and drag was always that something that I'm like, I think I've always like wanted to do it. I was kind of a musical theater geek, but always sort of on the periphery and like ensemble type person in the musical theater group, and so I was never really like the starring person, and I'm like, I feel like I have a lot of that talent and energy from back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't do it now, I'm never going to be as young as I am now, even though I'm like fully 50 years older than every other drag queen performing right now.
I mean, your knees still work. So.
My knees are...
And that is more than some 23-year-olds can say.
Well, my knees, they yell at me every single week, but we do it. And so I'm like, you know, why not just do it now before I will have to live with that regret? And so then I went to a work on Thursday, and I was not great. And
I was there.
Well, thank you.
I'm joking!
I had a black bodysuit. I didn't have an outfit for the second round. I wore the same wig for both rounds because I didn't anticipate making it to the second round. I just kind of wanted to get up on stage and perform something.
Yeah.
I ended up making it to the second round. And then, I just, you know, after that, it was like, I kept coming back.
Yeah. Where did you learn all these stunts, by the way? Because that was from...
Oh, I was a gymnast and I was a dancer growing up. So I was like a competitive, sort of like classically trained dancer. And then I also did gymnastics.
What kind of dance?
All different kinds, like jazz, tap, hip-hop, like a little white kids hip-hopping, like that kind of hip-hop, not like real hip-hop, but ballet, and then gymnastics, just kind of... Doing it all.
Yeah.
And just kind of spinning off of that, you've had a musical theater career as well.
Musical theater career.
I would call it a career. You have been in some shows.
I've been in shows.
That I would die to be in. Because you've been in Cats, and I love Cats, however stupid it is.
Cats is one of my favorite. It is the best musical theater show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That you can see. And if you ever have the opportunity to see Cats, I highly recommend it. And if you have hallucinogenics on your person before you go see Cats, I highly recommend that as well.
The best part is that the music is very stressful, and so I can imagine...
Music is so stressful!
I can imagine like people having such a bad trip as soon as the show starts.
It is a life and death fucking narrative told through the eyes of alley cats. Yes. There's an orgy. In Cats.
Oh, yes.
And the amount of people that aren't aware of the cat orgy is astonishing to me. It is my favorite.
The first time that I watched that musical was, I have a stage DVD of it, of, like, a Broadway version, blah, 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 blah. And like, literally that scene happened, and I'm like, what are they doing? Why are they doing that? Mm-hmm. And they're just like, oh, they're back bending.
Oh, yeah.
The hands are going.
They're fucking.
Yeah.
Oh. Are we allowed to cuss on this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like,
okay. Yeah,
we're not monetized.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell I'm in their house right now.
yeah. Okay, so I've seen you performing all over the place. Mm-hmm. Are you on cast anywhere currently?
Booked. So I am on cast at the Saloon for Slamantha's booked show that just started. We are doing monthly shows, and there is a cast of about, I don't know, I want to say like 12 to 16 people.
There
may be 20 of us. I just know who's in the group chat. But, yeah, so each one of the cast members, we're kind of rotating on who's hosting and coming up with a theme for that particular
Are you on cast anywhere else? Because, again, I see you performing a lot. Or are you just,
No, so, I mean, not anything, like, that's super, super steady where we have set dates every single month. Like, that's the difference of, I think, being on cast and being just somebody who kind of is a slut for bookings.
Yeah.
Real.
I will show up where anybody's going to pay me.
Yeah.
What am I trying to think of?
Blackheart?
Oh, Blackheart, yes.
Yeah. I do my research.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, in addition to doing the booked, I also do the Blackheart shows with Betty, which are now called Express.
Oh,
Express. So we've done that for 2 months. We've done a couple other shows. We've just been co-producing for, we just had our 1 year anniversary.
Work.
And yeah. I think both of us work really well together because we care the same amount for the show. Mm-hmm. We're like, we know that the two of us showing up to do the thing, and if we both are sort of are on our shit, it's gonna turn into a good show.
Yeah.
So not one of us is like overpowering the other one, where there's a lot of like trust in each other's professionalism.
Love that.
And so every time we get a date there, we put the cast together very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely, I mean, a lot of producers, it makes sense for them to like meet and like have conversations in person and do like that type of thing because communication styles are weird a lot of the times.
Yes.
And it helps that you guys live together.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't get to pick anything. It's all
oh,
me.
Yeah, it's all
I
you.
Certainly I... don't. She runs stuff by me sometimes.
Stop, but I'm picking my nose. We're going to cut this right now. I have an itchy. Can I take a break to, like, do a little...
Pistachio?
Like,
enhance.
Enhance. And the... Oh, God. Stop this.
This episode of the Drag Me With a Spoon podcast is brought to you by Stoned Crazy, your go-to destination for all things bling and costume embellishments. Are you ready to add some sparkle to your life? That's right. Stoned Crazy offers a dazzling selection of rhinestones, fringe, and rhinestone rope, along with the essential tools and glues to make your creative projects shine. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast, a fashion designer, or just someone looking to add a touch of glamour, Stone Crazy has you covered. Stone Crazy is proud to be a queer POC-owned business based in the heart of Minnesota. By supporting Stone Crazy, you're not only getting high-quality embellishments, but you're also supporting diversity and inclusivity in the crafting community. So why wait? Visit Stone Crazy today at stonecrazymn.com and start adding some serious bling to your life. Use code DRAGSPOON for 20% off your purchase as well. Remember, it's not just about the rhinestones, it's about making a statement. Get crazy bling at Stone Crazy.
Okay, so you are a member of the House of Cassadine. Mm-hmm. How did that happen, and how has the last almost 2 years of that been? Because you got adopted.
I think it was pretty fast, right? Wasn't it?
I did get adopted very, very quickly. So Sasha was one of the judges one of the nights that I was doing work. And so she just messaged me after the show. Was just like, oh my god, I really loved what you were doing. And we kind of just developed a little bit of a friendship after that, just like because I appreciate the feedback and kind of... words of wisdom from queens that have been doing it longer than I have.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of got together for a couple drinks and, you know, we started talking and she ended up putting me as a cameo for one of the flip phone brunches. Mm-hmm. It was the Adams Family Brunch.
Oh,
remember, as my first one.
She said I'm
going
to give
you a
challenge.
So it was like this around this time of, the time of year, yeah.
What did you do it was like that?
I did a Bride of Frankenstein. So this was before Wednesday came out, and it was kind of just the original sort of Tim Burton-y kind of Addams Family vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But all the characters from the movie and shows had been chosen. And because it was Halloween season, I had done the Bride of Frankenstein at work one of the nights. And she's just like, just update your mix and make it longer and just, you know, fucking perform.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did.
Work.
And a couple weeks later, she messaged me when I was on a work trip.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I was just wondering if you wanted to be my daughter.
Work.
Cute. I said yes.
Nice.
And, you know, I mean, if there's one thing, like, just that experience and kind of being brought into the Cassadines has given me is, like, the opportunity to see what, like, drag excellence looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think so many people are always kind of just put in the box of, like, what they think they can do.
Yeah.
Not, like, what is capable of being done in the drag universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have, like, being a part of such a big drag family, it's like, there's so much stuff going on, and there's so many people that are doing different things that you're like, oh, this, like, I can pull this bit of that into my drag, and just kind of, like, experience different things, and just kind of take it. And, you know, kind of grow from that. I think my best look that I've ever served at a drag show was my turkey outfit that I wore to that one Ghoul Friend show, the Thanksgiving.
I don't think I
remember. I was not in drag.
Oh.
It was the same outfit. You know the one that Trixie wears on that one, like, Thanksgiving one?
Yes.
I wore that.
Is it posted anywhere?
I probably have pictures of it. I can show you
after Pistachio. This,
but pull up the pictures of me in that turkey outfit.
Yeah.
Please do.
A funny story about that is I was... So, I'm sure you have it in your questions. We haven't gotten there yet. So, if for continuity purposes, we haven't talked about it. We're going to pretend like we're talking about it now. But okay. I did do drag duels.
Oh, yeah! Okay.
That's
not in my questions.
Was the drag duel is in your questions? Okay, well, then I'll just bring
it
up.
We didn't think you wanted to get into that. Embarrassing. You're not... No,
talk about it now.
I love to talk about it now. But... So I wanted to put a lot of effort into drag duels, and I remember the first week Clay was making an outfit for me, and I was probably putting way too much pressure on him, and it got to a point where, like, it got to a point where, like, oh, this is not coming together.
Yeah.
We were, like, conceptualizing something, and we started way too late, and it was just something that, like, didn't come together.
Yeah.
So I was, like, trying to pull things for the first night.
Yeah.
Which was best drag.
Best drag.
And I'm like, I was making something new. I wasn't. Clay was.
Yeah.
We were putting something together very new for best drag, and it just wasn't coming together. The sewing machine broke. The fabrics, like, weren't aligning. The patterns were just off. It was just bad.
Yeah.
And, I texted Nocturna, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm, like, panicking.
Yeah.
And they sent me back a picture of me in the turkey costume, and it was like, maybe this? It was like, your best friend.
That sounds like knockers. Yeah.
But it was, yeah, it was just like, oh, fuck.
Okay, well, now we're on drag duels, so...
Yeah, we did drag duels.
Okay, so... Drag duels. How did that go? What was other than the first episode experience? What did you find from the rest?
So I will preface my whole drag duels experience with a story about myself, which I think will shed a lot of light onto the mystery as to what happened.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, I own a CrossFit gym. I was a competitive CrossFit athlete for a couple years. I was an athlete on a couple teams that we did, and after a few competitions, it was gently suggested to me that I go solo because I am not great on a team. Because I am somebody who is so competitive that I am likely to make my very straight, very bro-y teammates cry.
You are a Taurus, yeah. So, I'm a Taurus.
We have that background of what I'm like coming into drag duels, a competition where I'm relying on another individual, you can imagine the level of stress that I'm putting on the people around me. You can imagine the level of stress that I'm putting on my boyfriend. Yeah. You can imagine the level of stress that I'm putting on Stardust.
Right.
We thought we were going to go the entire podcast without mentioning her name, but here we
are. R.I.P. to Uma Thurmans.
The Uma Thurmans, I think, is the best fucking team name in the world. Because, like, what the fuck does it mean? Exactly.
You're allowed to think that.
Shut up. Fuck you. What was your name?
We were Tootie and Fruity.
Oh, I didn't remember it. Exactly.
One of us is Tootie, one of us is Fruity, depending on who's eating the burrito that
For the
day.
Record, I forgot you were in Drag Duels, and that's why I didn't ask any questions.
Right.
So...
So anyways, you can imagine the energy that I was giving out to people that I was working with. And I was probably creating a very stressful situation in a stressful environment. And you have to be in a very correct mental state to enter that stressful environment.
Yes.
And I just think mental health is important, and I am not going to fault anybody for needing to take care of themselves.
I entered correct and I left destroyed, but it was fun. But it was fun.
Yeah. It was a fun challenge to drag in general. Yeah. Which, like, did you have anything, like, planned for later in the competition? Like, that you didn't get to do?
I had the entire competition planned out.
I believe you
did. That's why I messaged Carino and Priscilla and were like, any week that you have the time to add me into the lineup, I would love to do a number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially Wild West.
Yeah, because I'm just, fuck you. Fuck you.
For those
of you who weren't at the saloon, the night of Wild Wild West 3000, the return of that theme, the second time that they did it, because
futuristic
it was like,
Western. Imagine.
So
robots in a cowboy
that
hat.
was the week that sadly Stardust had her breakdown and like just couldn't continue in the competition. And I said, I don't care, I'm preparing something and I'm coming to perform.
I
didn't know what was going to happen on the night, but we had prepared a kind of like Westworld themed thing where I was going to do Drag King and Stardust was going to be a queen, and it was going to be something where we're doing a number, but it's Westworld and I'm a robot and
she's a human.
And she's a human, and she's like, I'm malfunctioning. Like, that was going to be the thing, and it was going to be like a strip tease, because the whole thing with Westworld is like when the robots are getting updated, they're all naked.
Oh.
So that was like the thing that we were going to do. And so all I had was like a drag king adjacent look that I knew how to take off, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to do that.
Yeah.
By myself. And so I had worn a lot of harnesses and a cowboy outfit, and I had taken a lot of the clothes off, and I was wearing a jock strap that I stoned myself.
Wow.
By the way, because if you're not stoning your jock straps, you're not a proper drag king.
Yeah. I bet you stoned that jock strap yourself.
So beautiful.
But, yeah, so what they don't tell you is that when you wear a jock strap when you're performing, and it's one of the jock straps that have buttons on them, the jock strap can fall open.
Yup.
And so then there were probably a good like 50 people that I flashed just as I was riding a toy horse down the entire bar.
In the words of Chandra Armani.
Yes. But you know, I do, you know, everything happens in its right time for the right reasons. And the following week, Bad Karma did the shower contest and everybody forgot about me.
Drag queen penis. Sashay Shantae. Penis on the runway. Do it. Uh-oh. Anyways.
Congratulations to Bad Karma for getting married and doing the adult things that you're supposed to do in your relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you to Stardust.
Except for be on the Drag Me With a Spoon podcast soon.
And honestly, this is the drag queen tip that I can give to anybody, is when somebody asks you to do a show last minute, fucking do it.
Fucking do it!
It's like if nobody else shows up and you're the one queen to show up, that's how you get the booking.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You have proven
that
yourself to be reliable.
That, like, if you're a reliable fucking bitch, everybody else fucking bails out.
Yeah.
And I learned that from producing my own shows. I learned that just from being on cast in shows. Mm-hmm. Is like, there are people that, like, you will commit to everything when you know you don't have the mental capacity or, like, time bandwidth to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, it's good courtesy to say no. I think a lot of people are afraid to say no. But it's
Correct.
Good courtesy to say no to things that you know you can't do.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do them later in the time, it's just not going to happen. But it's also good courtesy, like, if circumstances change and all of a sudden now you can't do something, make it known very early.
Yeah, really.
It's like, I will never fall... Again, mental illness is very important.
Yes.
And also, like, mental health issues is something that's very prominent in our community.
Shout out to everybody with social anxiety. I kind of feel sorry for you.
So, like, I will always respect mental health issues, but if you communicate things early and often, mm-hmm. and you show up when you say you're going to show up, you will be booked for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And no one's going to have no problem.
I've got some regular people on my list that I book often because I'm like, I know
they're reliable.
They're reliable. They bring cool stuff. And
I've seen your shows. I know it's because they're not talented.
Anyways, here are Zachary's socials if you want to hate on her.
I'm kidding. That was 100% joke. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You set me up for that one. You set me up.
I didn't set up nothing.
As we exit,
because I'm what? Lazy.
As we exit the topic, would you do Drag Duels again?
No.
If there was a solo competition exactly like it, would you do it?
No.
No?
No. I think I entered into drag competitions to get feedback from queens that I respected. Mm-hmm. And I am at a place mentally and emotionally where if I want feedback from queens that I respect, I will just ask them. Mm. And I don't need to enter into a competition to do that. And I think that you get into a cycle of, like, for me, this is, as you're learning, as you're, like, picking up what you're going to do, I will never fault somebody for doing a competition because you have to do what's right for you at that particular time.
Yeah.
But for me, where I am right now in my, like, mental health, the feedback of others can't be the main focus of a performance for me right now.
Real.
And so I'm like, if I need the feedback from somebody and I need to know how my drag is doing or if I need to do a gut check or, like, because the feedback of others does help you improve.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I will ask the people that I respect and the people that I want their feedback from. Mm-hmm. But that can't be the main goal of a performance that I'm doing.
No, I fully agree.
And that's very fair.
And so for those reasons, I'm out.
I mean, that's fair. And you're doing very well for yourself. So
thank you.
That's fair enough.
Oh,
my love also.
Oh, yeah. Another question I have for you. So you really, like, jumped up the ranks quickly. Like, you won work very quickly your first few times. You got adopted into a really prominent drag family. And you've really just been on top of it all. How do you maintain, like... I feel like it's hard to get feedback sometimes when people are like, yes, you're doing amazing. You're doing so good. I love what you're doing. But they never, like, tell you, like...
How
do you keep growing?
Right.
As a performer. You know?
Funny that you say that.
Oh.
Because people will constantly be saying the opposite of the, yes, honey, you're so amazing,
really?
You're so fierce. People will give you feedback. People will tell you how to improve. People will tell you that what you are doing, not necessarily that what you're doing is bad or wrong, but if you listen to the right people, they will tell you, this could have been better.
Okay.
Or if somebody asks you, like, why did you choose this? Or why did you do that versus this? Slaymantha is a very great example for that, where Slaymantha constantly asks me, so why this? Why this choice in what you're doing? I don't necessarily always agree with the questions. Uh-huh. But if you listen to the people who are asking questions more... then you listen to the people who are saying, yes, Diva, you're so amazing.
Right.
You will be constantly improving yourself because it is very easy as a performer to only listen to the people that are giving
the
you praise.
Positive. Yeah.
It is very easy to only listen to the positive because there are always going to be people giving you positive. If I wanted to get a very positive reaction to every single drag number that I did, every single number that I did, I would do 10 backflips.
Because
I know that that's an easy, like, oh my god,
an
you're
easy
amazing.
Yes, queen.
You're the only person that's doing this, blah, blah, blah. I want to do other things, and I want to listen to the feedback that people in the community that I respect are giving me.
Mm-hmm.
And take that into action.
Yeah.
I also benefit from having a partner that is not my biggest fan.
Real.
Right.
No,
if you have
Clay,
a part,
you're the realist.
Clay is the realist. Clay is the realist. Clay is the reason why I've gotten so good so fast is because Clay isn't my biggest fan.
Clay, I love that.
Clay is the one that is asking me, like, so are you doing that and not that? Or... a lot of, like, we've gotten to a point now where he respects what I do, I respect what he does. We have very different opinions on stuff, and we come together very nicely on a lot of things. But there are times where he just, like, lets me go on my tangent. And won't correct me until after I do a performance or after I do a number.
Really?
And he's like, and not necessarily an I told you show. It's like he goes in with his expectations down here. I'll perform here, and then his idea is here. And so, like, the build that he allows me to experience, like, he has to, he will never allow me to go on stage with something that's like, he fully, like, this is not going to be great. Like, this is problematic. This is going to be bad. You should not do this.
Right.
He will tell me when to stop when those intrusive thoughts enter my brain. But if there's something that, like, he doesn't understand or, like, he's kind of, like, tentative on.
Yes.
He'll let me just go on my journey.
Period.
And let me have that journey for myself. And a lot of the times, the journey is amazing. But he'll say something after the fact, like, oh,
I wish you had done
this song would have been a better fit for that look. Or I would have worn, like, this accessory differently. Sure. It's never, like, a complete rip on my entire performance or what I was giving. It's always just like, oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. This is how we make it better. If he's making something, or if he, like, buys a fabric for something, and I'm like, oh, I don't see it.
Yeah. No, okay.
I'll just let him have it.
I have some opinions. Okay, so...
Oh, as you? Opinions?
Opinions? Never!
In that red hair!
Who never! But well, I will I say, think, as a I drag think, couple...
Yes.
Like, similar journey. So, like, she's a drag queen. She has opinions. I'm a drag queen. I have opinions.
You're a drag queen?
No, I'm a woman.
With that...
Okay. Can you read how many minutes has happened?
I will check.
What does it say?
Because I need another glass of wine.
Commercial break!
I need a potty break. Commercial!
Commercial break.
Oh, this is dumb. I like this.
Hey there. Want to sponsor the podcast? Want to have a silly little ad in the middle of the episode? Want to be a goofy girl and give me money to keep producing this podcast? Well, for just $20, you can have a spotlight to promote whatever. Got a show coming up? A service or skill like stoning? Or just have a sickening picture you want to show off? We'll promote it for you. Don't have an ad but love the podcast? You can still sponsor us and we'll give you all our love on the pod. Send us an email at dragmewithaspoon@gmail.com to become a sponsor now.
Yeah, no, this podcast is how we've gotten a lot closer to the drag scene entirely. It's just getting to...
Just inviting people over to talk about stuff.
It's fully themselves. Like an hour and a half of just like...
Just light
two-on-one
conversation. Just light gaslighting.
Light gaslighting, just a little bit. Anyways, we're back.
We're back!
Okay.
Thank you for that commercial.
Yeah.
Thank you. Glorious sponsor.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to say that I will donate $100 to this podcast as my small business to sponsor the last commercial break that we just had.
Word.
And
the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Yeah, I do.
That'd be so bicep. That'd be so tricep.
So this is the thing. Instead of talking about what we just talked about, which is a secret and you guys won't know about, a bridge into the topic of anabolic. So... That fucking bitch.
Sponsored. Anabolic.
Sponsored
she
anabolic.
She didn't pay a cent.
I showed up on the Twin Cities drag scene and was like the muscle bitch of the Twin Cities for all of fully just like 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then she showed up, fucking roided out. And I say that with the highest form of respect. I know that it's
in her name. Come on.
I know that it's testosterone. It's not steroids.
Is that not something?
No, it is.
That's oh!
That's the joke. Sometimes people say things...
I don't know anything. I'm just a girl.
Sometimes people say things for the joke that aren't true, but I really do love anabolic.
Oh,
and,
course.
Like, the fact that, like,
she's
they showed up right after me was like, oh, fuck. Because, like, I thought I had the Muscle Queen corner fucking in.
I will say the best part about...
She makes me look like Lila Dahl.
Petite.
She makes me
Annie.
Quiet. Fuck it. Anabolic makes Dacre Defile look like Lila Dahl. And that is the stupidest fucking thing in the world. And the fact that it's true is the rudest thing to happen to my drag career. Because I was about to make a career off of being the muscle queen of the Twin Cities. And then that bitch showed up and made me a fucking petite size 12. And I just tried something out in there that's a size 16 and it didn't fit.
Oh. And that's the T. Are you a size 12?
I can fit 12 to 24.
Me the fuck too, bitch. Me the fuck too. If it's stretchy, 12. If it's not stretchy, 24.
That is the funniest thing that I've ever said.
I'm inclined to agree.
Fuck.
How did you end up owning a gym?
This all kind of happened very fast. This was like towards the end of the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so I'm a CrossFit kind of nerd. I moved to Minneapolis in 2016, and I joined a CrossFit gym because I knew my sister was at a CrossFit gym in Ohio, and that's, like, where all of her friends were. And I'm like, fuck, I need to make friends in Minneapolis, and so I joined a CrossFit gym.
Right.
And I, like, really caught the bug very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was at a point where I, like, really fell in love with CrossFit, and I got my certification for coaching, and I coached for a couple years, and then it, like, literally just the stars aligned, where the owner of the community previously was like, do you want to buy the gym? And I'm like, sure.
You better fucking work.
And
that's cool. That's a cool opportunity.
So the community was established for 10 years before I bought it, and it just, like, happened where my boyfriend and I were buying a house at the time, and so I had done all the financial things to put myself in place to buy a house, and so I, like, made all of my, like, finances liquid, and so I'm like, yeah, I have enough money to put towards a down payment, and so then I bought a business the same month that I bought a house.
Look, your bank must love you.
Not something that I highly recommend doing. But it is something that I did.
Is it a full-time gig for you, or are you doing your day job and running
go
the show?
I have three jobs right now.
So wait. Gym, and then what else?
So
this Barbie's job is gym.
This Barbie's job is tired bitch. I work in marketing for a software company.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, my full-time job.
Okay.
For a software company, wait. Say more. What kind of software? What are you doing?
I don't want to go into that because I don't want my corporate job to be associated with my drag stuff. So
real.
We're gonna not do any of this.
Corporate, do not interact.
I was, like, we were just in a position to, like, buy the gym.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up doing that, and just having somebody present and, like, associated with the community and, like, trying to foster and build the community was, like, very good for us, and we ended up growing very quickly. And I love having a job that, like, has the fluidity of, like, being a performer.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's a lot of times where, like, I'm not home until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning.
Ooh. But it's so fun.
And it's so fun, and I want to do it. Yeah. And so then I just have people coach for me in the morning.
Period.
Work. But I spend a lot of time at the gym.
Work. Welcome to the stage. You
welcome
the boss.
Welcome to the stage.
You the boss.
You the boss. CEO.
Wait, what's the third job?
What is
it, drag?
No, that, drag. But we're not going to, like, talk about the number of jobs that I have.
We have corporate, we have gym, we have
the corporate
drag.
Job. Yeah, we're going to, like, cut out all the corporate stuff.
Why is every gay in marketing?
Why is every gay in marketing?
I'm a gay in marketing, or I was. Now I'm my own boss.
I'm a gay in programming.
Well, it's time for a new game.
We have a game.
This is the name game.
We have the name game.
It's just questions again. Yes. But, Dacre Defile, what advice do you have on defiling taxes?
Defiling taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss, I own a business. Miss, I'm an independent performer. Miss, I have a regular job. Go on.
What advice do you have on filing taxes?
Hire somebody.
Yeah.
Hire a tax person. Hire somebody that knows what they're doing. It is always going to be in your best interest
to improve your performance.
To have somebody. That is a business meeting.
real.
And so you keep that you pay to file your taxes. Thinks that's okay.
Yeah.
And you get your money back.
The like money you that you're paying for wigs.
Mm-hmm. The money that you're paying for fabrics.
It's
the
all
money that you're paying for glue.
It's all taxes.
The money that you're paying.
$100 the money it costs to pay a tax person.
9 times out of 10, they will get you money back.
That was fully a joke question, but that was full of wisdom.
No, that was full of wisdom. And I
this is what a queen in her 30s has to offer to the new people.
And I will say, this is what I wanted to say earlier when you so rudely interrupted me.
She's going to tell the same story that I just told.
Yeah.
So I will say, though,
no, we had receipts.
Keep the receipts.
Keep the receipts. Hair and jewelry.
What's out of your life that you can't afford, that the government can't? Don't lie on your taxes. Just give your money to somebody who knows how to...
In taxes and in life.
Pay for somebody who knows how to do the things where they will get themselves paid as much as you paid.
Yep. Yeah. Real.
Real, real, real.
Daiquiri de Hostile. What makes you mad?
What makes me mad? People dropping out of drag duels.
Real!
I mean, honestly, Stardust, thank you for your sacrifice. We would have been in the bottom that week.
We would have. So thank you for letting Tootie and Fruity continue to the top three.
Yeah. Daiquiri de Smile. What makes you really happy?
What makes me happy? Daiquiri de Smile.
Daiquiri de Smile.
Fuck, this is stupid. You know what? I love... This is, again, I'm taking a very stupid question and making it very real.
Go ahead.
I love watching people who love drag watch drag. Oh. People that enjoy drag,
mm-hmm.
watch them watch drag.
Oh, yeah. They get so...
It's so fun.
It is.
She's trying to get you wasted.
She's trying to get me drunk.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, these are wisdom bombs. I need more.
Trying... I think succeeding.
But yeah, I think just like watching people who love drag
I agree.
Watch drag is just so like
it's wholesome.
It's wholesome and like
yeah.
it's like very few things bring me joy in the world
because
mm-hmm. I'm a pessimist.
Daiquiri de Mile. What is your average mile run?
Yeah, how's the cardio doing?
Yeah,
I'm bad at cardio. My mile's like 8 minutes.
That's pretty fucking good. Shut the fuck up.
But I own a gym, so, like, should my mile be 8 minutes?
Okay, now let me tell you that the record is 7 minutes.
It's not.
But I feel
is
like...
Is it not?
No, it's, like, in the 4 minutes.
But I feel like...
I don't know shit.
You are so beefy, it's harder to run fast, right? Am I... Like, you're,
okay,
like,
wait.
Muscle
when
heavier.
It comes to... No. Okay, so when it comes to strength versus endurance, is it possible to have both? Is it, like... Is it a choice? Like, what are
like,
we talking, Miss...
Wouldn't it be more exhausting to run as a very muscly person? Am I crazy?
You're heavier, technically. You're a fat mess! I say this weighing 240.
Pistachio. I'm just gonna let you do what you wanna do with what just happened.
Daiquiri de Tile, I heard you bought a house recently. How are the renovations going?
Yeah.
Oh, the renovations of our house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, finding time in my busy drag schedule is
right.
very difficult.
Right, right.
No, it's really good. So,
Daiquiri de Style, what influences your fashion in drag?
Oh, I thought you were going to do like an eye, like, bump, like a style.
Oh,
Daiquiri de Style!
Yeah.
How do you remove all of the fucking bumps from your eyes after makeup?
So what's your...
Daiquiri de Style, what influences your fashion in drag?
What influences my fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because I love him so much.
Wow.
That's
gay.
So this is the thing that, like, I learned with fashion and drag and, like, doing things as you're presenting them to the universe,
mm-hmm.
is it doesn't matter what your concept is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you think that you're presenting. As long as you're presenting something from, like, the tippy top of your head to the very base of your foot, people will respect it.
Yeah.
And so, like, what I have tried to do...
Mm-hmm.
And is the most difficult thing to do. But, like, the most drag thing you can do is project something from top to bottom.
Yeah.
An entire thing. not necessarily a look, mm-hmm. not necessarily a concept, but you just present something that is fully holistic. And then, like, figure out what people like about it.
I like that term, holistic.
Holistic.
Because it's just very, like, whatever.
Whatever.
It's the incarnate of what you're feeling. I like that a lot.
Would you like to stand up and show your head-to-toe look?
No.
Neither would I.
I was told that this would be torso up. And the fact that that is not the case right now is a hate crime.
What are you talking about? You look great. The table is covering the gym shorts for you, and the same as me, and the same as Wanda.
My last question.
Yeah.
Dacry Diversatile, are you gay?
Yeah.
Oh, again.
Are you gay?
No.
Okay.
No.
No. Like, what is sexuality? What is gender? What is? I like to. I don't identify as gay, straight, bisexual, pan. I identify as a slut.
Real?
If you have a hole, I'll fill
it. That's a follow-up question.
I like sexy people.
Mm. Period.
I think a lot of different kinds of people are sexy.
Yeah,
that's valid.
If you're sexy, I'll fuck you. That's my sexuality.
There it is.
Real.
I thought earlier you were going to say,
real.
I'm not straight, I'm not gay, I'm human.
That's a very white woman bumper sticker to have.
Real.
Okay, I only have a couple more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I change my nail out?
You want to change it out?
We're gonna go to a commercial break.
We'll be right back.
None of this is gonna be usable for
Pistachio. We'll be back.
Sure, but we're gonna run out of commercials, so.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This episode of the Drag Me With a Spoon podcast is sponsored by Gagworthy Designs. Hi, Gag. It's your girl, Miss Wanda Gag, and Miss Ma'am. Did you hear she's selling costumes now? She's taking orders and serving looks. He gets a costume, she gets a costume. They get a costume. Everybody's getting costumes. Commissions are now open, so message us on Instagram at gagworthydesigns or on our website, www.dragmewithaspoon/gagworthydesigns. All right, bye, gags. Now back to your featured content.
I hope
Anastasia doesn't keep me, like, slurring my words in all of this.
Okay, and what do you want me to do about that?
Anyways, we're back from another commercial break. Okay, we only have a few questions left. These are all fan questions that you all sent in, all three of you.
That's such a read.
Wow.
Okay, so Queer Issa asks, what are two things on your drag bucket list?
Two things on my drag bucket list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skydive.
Ooh, what, in drag?
I think skydiving in drag.
Your wig.
And, like, making content around it would be fucking cunt.
First and foremost, how are you gonna keep the wig and the eyelashes on?
There's, people sell glue.
Yes, they do.
Despite what your Willow Peak has to say about the universe, people sell glue.
Nothing! Nothing! Go on!
Yeah, skydive and, I don't know, like...
Learn to sew?
I know how to sew. I just choose not to.
I was going to say, you're part of the cast.
I have an unpaid intern, and his name is Clay. I know how to do a sewing machine. My bucket list item is to have a moment as a performer where I'm giving 100% of what the audience thinks that they're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's always, like, drag is a game of telephone.
Yeah.
It really is!
Drag is a game of telephone. Like, we are giving what, like, we think, what we perceive about the world, and putting it into the universe.
Yeah.
And there is the layers of Drag Race, and then the layers of Dragula. Maybe if it's not Drag Race, it's alternative drag. Mm-hmm. Dragula. And then you put it through that layer. And then you put it through the layer of the local queens. Like,
yeah.
Like fucking Nocturna is so fucking, like, present in the audience and, like, doing the thing. And Julia is so great with the fashion. And then Sasha is such a great host. We're, like, we're always putting our drag through the layer of other people's drag.
Mm-hmm.
And my Issa, my drag bucket list item is that I want to be performing something that is 100% daiquiri.
Yeah.
Real.
That I'm giving out.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% daiquiri of what the audience is receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so hard to fucking do.
Yeah.
Real.
Is like, as a performer, you're putting your drag through the lens of other people. And as an audience, you're putting your drag through the lens of performers that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I don't think I'm ever going to stop fucking doing drag.
Because yeah.
I think that that's an unattainable... That is enlightenment for a fucking Buddhist.
Yeah.
It is so fucking unattainable.
So true.
It's like, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, the reality of knowing that is, like, fucking magical.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm going to keep fucking doing drag is, like, I just want to fucking perform how I'm going to do and have the people perceive it as they do.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good answer.
Fuck everybody.
No, no, no.
That was so good.
That was a good answer.
Fuck everybody. That was so good.
That was beautiful. You did such a good job of expressing yourself.
So Iconica and Toxic ask, if you weren't a daiquiri, what drink would you be?
Okay, what is it?
If I wasn't a daiquiri, what drink would I be?
Yeah.
Whiskey ginger.
Why is that?
Because I'm so sweet, but I get the job done.
Yeah.
That's an answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's sweet.
But she gets the job done, baby.
Gets the job done, baby.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyways.
They also asked, what's a corner of drag you haven't explored yet and you still want to explore?
What is a corner of drag? Oh, the kitty cat.
Sorry, Neville's here. Hang on.
Oh boy, here we go. Tangent.
Yeah!
A corner drag you haven't explored yet.
This is Neville. Tell him.
Explain as you would a child.
Nah, I'm gonna do me.
Yeah, just keep doing you.
As you should. Because, like, it's clearly working for you.
Well, it's time for our favorite segment of the show, our quick tips of drag. What are three quick tips you would give to any drag performer, new or experienced, that you have learned that you think are very helpful and cool?
You did mention one earlier, Pistachio Roll the Tape.
Yes, honey, you're so amazing.
Really?
You're so fierce. Number one, listen to people who have been doing drag longer than you, because you are not the sole proprietor of drag.
Real.
Listen to people who have been doing it longer. That is tip number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tip number two, learn why you're doing what you're doing.
Mm.
Why are you doing drag?
Yes.
100%. Why are you presenting the way you're presenting?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing what you're doing? Learn that. That is tip number two.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I agree with that too.
2 hours later.
And then the third tip. What do you think?
I don't know. Oh, shit.
We can take a... Like, literally...
We're gonna take a break. Oh! We're gonna come back. We're back from the break.
We're back!
This is my third tip of drag.
Uh-huh.
And it had nothing to do with what's happening underneath the table. Don't wear body when you don't need to wear body.
So where can people find you?
So if you can spell daiquiri,
daiquiri, defile,
daiquiri. If you search that on any social media, I will pop up.
Yeah.
Real.
Daiquiri, daiquiri.
Yeah. No!
What?
We'll find you...
Find me on Instagram, daiquiri defile, daiquiri defile. That is on Instagram. She just said that.
She did, and yet we're redoing. Okay.
Wait, all right, that's enough. Be gay, do crimes, subscribe
to
the podcast.
Be gay, do crimes.
We'll see you very soon, I am sure. And in the meantime, bye.
Bye.